Now, luckily, I never get frustrated because it has so little to do with me. I'm not making up the instruction, it's coming to me. I'm not going to have one day better life or one day longer life, whether you do it or don't do it. So it has no effect on me if you carry it out or don't carry it out. So I'm hardly involved at all. I'm just the message board. So it's a very, very strange situation. It's very not an ordinary situation. But those who have carried it out can attest that what they've been given not only works, but works beyond all possible success, certainly beyond all expectation, and works quickly. Not years and years, not you have to stand on your head in some yoga posture for 20 years. And we're not talking about three or four people. We're talking about dozens and dozens and maybe even hundreds who, if they were all here and I said, raise your hand if you know that to be true and if it worked for you, it'd be a lot of hands. So the data is in. The methods work. The proof is not I say so. The proof is those people who actually did them. And the difference is simply who did them and who didn't do them, or who did them kind of halfway and then said, well, I'm not sure it worked. Well, did you do what I said to do? Well, no, I did the first half. So it's very strange. It's very strange. But this is all of us. This is the crazy way the human mind works. It doesn't automatically embrace what's best for us. It doesn't reliably reject what's bad for us. And we have to get smart enough, willing enough to not just make our decisions based on our own mind's preference. We have to get to the point where we can accept the wisdom everybody has, the wisdom you have, that knows better than just our everyday mind. In the Buddhist tradition, they call this the ordinary mind and the Buddha mind. It's not Buddha had a Buddha mind, it's everybody has a Buddha mind. But are you willing to listen more to that than to the everyday mind, which is more about logic and figuring out and going round and round, habitually and addictively? And everybody has experience with this. Everybody has had the experience by the time you're an adult. Everybody has had the experience of knowing something that they realize is a higher wisdom, that they know is an intrinsic wisdom in them that they don't necessarily listen to every day or every time, but have listened to once or enough times to see and to be able to sense how, well, yeah, this is the real deal. This really does tell me something, and I know it's better than what I ordinarily hear inside myself. So nobody's unfamiliar with this. In other traditions, it's called the wisdom mind. Simple, the wisdom mind. The wisdom meaning the wisdom that is intrinsically and naturally there already. Not you have to contact some